Hello everyone, it's Steve here. Thank you all for listening to, subscribing to, downloading and recommending this podcast. I'm very grateful to you. This is the 80th podcast I've made on this platform, and it's episode 10 of season 10. It's a bit later than usual, as I've been busy elsewhere. Also, I've had trouble in deciding what topic to cover here. I was thinking talking about my walks through London the other week, where I saw the places where Bob Marley used to live, and I also went to the famous Abbey Road in London, and yes, I went across the zebra crossing there. But I did keep my shoes and socks on, because I'm still here. There were lots of people going across that crossing, but I'll cover Abbey Road more in a later podcast, perhaps next season. So, I thought I might do a sort of newsletter, you know, that one you listen to instead of read. But then I thought I'd keep you up to date anyway with the podcast. Luckily, as things often happen in real life, sometimes this podcast just writes itself. So I'm going to recount a couple of stories from the past day or so, one involving my brother, one involving me. Now, lots of people are very worried about AI and the machines taking over. I don't think that's going to happen just yet. I like technology, not all technology. My master's is in online and distance education, so I can't really say I dislike technology. And I'm making a podcast too, so that would be hypocritical. But you also need human interaction. I think if you read the newspapers, or I've been listening to the news on the radio or the television recently, there's a lot of talk about closing all the all the ticket offices in railway stations, which would mean there would be only machines for people to deal with and no human interaction, which is not always a good thing. The same is happening in some of the bigger post offices around the country. The other day, my brother had bought a birthday card for my niece, who at the moment is on holiday in Ireland. The part of Ireland she's in is outside the UK, so you need a different, more expensive stamp. It counts as part of the EU. So you need to weigh the card or the letter that you're sending to get the appropriate postage stamps for it. My brother went to the post office, which is more automated than human. He tries to order two stamps for Ireland because he's got two cards to send. But the machine does not seem to understand what my brother is ordering. So my brother asks a member of the post office staff to help him. The man points to the machine and says, "Use that." My brother tells him he's just used the machine and it's not working. So the man comes over to help him. He helps him weigh the card and he helps him pay for the stamps. The machine delivers the stamps, but they have a slight tear or a cut in them. They look damaged. My brother takes this to the man and says he doesn't want these because they're damaged, they look like they're sliced in half, and they might delay the postal delivery. So the man in the post office looks at the stamp, and he agrees with my brother. So they both go to the counter and they ask the lady at the counter. She looks at the stamps and she agrees they're damaged as well. So she gives my brother two new complete stamps that are undamaged. My brother puts the stamps on the cards and posts them in the postbox. So, in a place that's so supposed to be fully automated, it took two extra people to help my brother to purchase just two stamps. So, I wouldn't worry about Skynet or the rise of the machines just yet. You can learn languages on the computer. I think I've spoken about it before. On a certain app, you can learn a different language. I taught myself quite a bit of Japanese, but you still need that human interaction. The reason being, I think, mainly is because people like human interaction, mostly, and also because machines are logical. People are not. And I think sometimes that's the difficulty. Things happen that a machine just can't comprehend. Talking about myself, when I have difficulties, I like to email or phone. Unfortunately, not every company supplies that information on their website or on their documentation. They often refer you to the FAQ, the Frequently Asked Questions section on their website. But when I contact them, I want to contact them because my question is not frequently asked. That's why I need to email someone or telephone someone. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. I don't like it when I don't fit into one of their boxes that everyone thinks they should fit into. Yesterday, for example, I ordered some groceries on an app. When the groceries arrived, it was the completely wrong order. There were cigarettes, chicken, and energy drinks in that order. Now, I've never smoked, I don't eat red or white meat, and I think most energy drinks are like drinking a cupful of sugar. I really don't like them. So, I said to the delivery guy, "This is wrong." He tried to convince me to use the app and to accept the groceries, to use the app to resolve the matter. "Now let me explain," he said. "No," I said, "take it back. Please get the right order. I'm not going to accept this order because it's completely the opposite of what I've ordered and it is completely the opposite of what I'd ever order." He thought about it and he said, "Okay, I'll phone the office." He went back and phoned the office. He came back and he showed me the text on his phone. He told me the office said it's their fault. Oh, and all that time I was thinking it was mine. And they said they will deliver the correct order. I believed him for a little while. 3 hours after the original delivery time, I still hadn't received the order. So I called the helpline for this particular app and this particular store. Luckily, they were very efficient in answering the phone and they were very helpful. I'm not sure if I hadn't phoned whether I would have received the goods at all. First of all, the lady apologised to me and said the store couldn't deliver until tomorrow because they couldn't contact any of their couriers. I told them this was unacceptable because the stuff I had ordered was also for my breakfast. So, they put me through to the shift manager at the store. She was very apologetic and was also very helpful. She told me that my order wasn't the only order that had been delivered in error. So what she decided to do was to repack all my stuff, because some of it was freezer or fridge stuff or fresh stuff, and it had been sitting in a bag in the store all afternoon, so that wouldn't be very healthy. So she was going to repack it and then send out a delivery driver. She also, as I said, she apologised and said perhaps she could convince the store to send me some vouchers because of the error, because this was the second error they'd made within about a month with my delivery. I didn't receive any vouchers, but then again, I'm not surprised. I get very pleased when I get good service these days. So I'm still waiting there. Perhaps they'll email me later. Perhaps I'll get vouchers in the post. I don't know. I'm still waiting for a helpline that said they'd call me back in an hour. That was 5 weeks ago. That was an insurance company. I completed an online form with a pensions company last week. Gave lots and lots of details. No acknowledgement of my form. No response. And from Companies House, if you remember from some time ago, I'm still registered as a director of a company I've never heard of. Perhaps it will resolve itself in August sometime. Or perhaps it might just go on for ages. I hope not. Well, thank you everyone for listening. Okay. Just think about technology. When you see old films and they show you the 21st century, everything is automated and everything is so simple and life is so easy. That's not true, is it? I'm not worried about the rise of the machines. They're not going to rise for a while yet. This is my last podcast for a while. I'm going to take a break now and I shall be back in the autumn. Thank you very much, everyone, everywhere, for your company. Thank you for listening to the podcast. Thank you for subscribing to it, downloading it, and recommending it. I'm very grateful about that, and I'm very pleased about that. Thank you all for your attention. Thank you for your company. I'll see you again soon. So until then, this is Steve saying, take care, look after yourselves, stay safe, enjoy your summer break. I'll be back again in the autumn. Bye-bye.